है सुना ये पूरी धरती तू चलाता है, मेरी भी सुन ले अरज मुझे घर बुलाता है। भगवान है कहाँ रे तू, है खुदा है कहाँ रे तू, है सुना तू भटके मन को राह दिखाता है, मैं भी खोया हूँ मुझे घर बुलाता है। भगवान है कहाँ रे तू, है खुदा है कहाँ रे तू। जो भी रस्में है वो सारी मैं निभाता हूँ, इन करोड़ों की तरह मैं सर झुकाता हूँ। भगवान है कहाँ रे तू, है खुदा है कहाँ रे तू।
ओम शांति। The singer was singing the song, O God, where are you? O Lord, where are you? I have searched you everywhere, but I couldn't find you. I have done everything whatever is possible for me, and yet you are nowhere to be seen. O Lord, where are you? O God, where are you? I have heard that you operate the world, but now I am away from my home. My home awaits me, O Lord, where are you? One American author has written one story of his life. He says, once I was walking with God. His hand was in my hand. We were walking together. I was enjoying His company. And as we were walking, suddenly, I saw towards the left, there is a way. And as I cast my eyes, I saw there is lightning there. There is twinkle, shine, the shouts, the chorus of the world. And I got attracted. I said to the Lord, may I go and see what is there? But He didn't say anything. He was holding my hand, but I was so much attracted that I let go of His hand and I started walking towards the left. And lo and behold, what I saw there, the festivities of the world, people enjoying frolic and mirthment, everything so delighting, so pleasing, so attractive. As I went ahead, I saw there were shops, there were all the enjoyments of the world, gambling, dances, all delicious foods, and one after another I started partaking of them. And I was so lost. In between I remembered that I had told God that I am just coming, you just stand here, wait for me. And God had said, okay, you go, I'll wait for you here only. But now it's years together and I'm lost, going from one place to another place. And there was easy method of earning money, and I got engaged in gambling. And in this manner, so many years passed away. And I just forgot that somebody was waiting for me. And then gradually, I started losing money. And then gradually, diseases came upon me. And then gradually, I became so infirm and so weak that I could hardly walk. And then suddenly I remembered that I had left the Lord there and He might be waiting for me. But is He waiting now also? I was little surreptitious whether He was waiting or not. But now I had no money. Everything that I had earned these many years, everything is lost. I have become so weak. But still, He decided, let me see if He is still waiting for me. And He returns back. With much difficulty, He reaches the same place where He had left the Lord. And He finds that there is a tent there. And suddenly somebody comes out of the tent. Oh, the Lord is here. And he falls down at His feet and says, Lord, I am sorry. I forgot You. I got lost in this world for my desires. God says, I have already forgiven you. He says, you are still waiting for me. He says, God says, I'll wait for you till you come back. And I will eternally wait for you. I was waiting for you. I am waiting for you. And then suddenly, God hugs him. This is a very short story. But this is the story of humankind. We were with Him. And then we got attracted to the world out of curiosity. And then we got lost. Some sister had asked me once, what is that thing that made deities to fall from the corporage? One answer we know, body consciousness. Another answer is curiosity. Curiosity of vices. What are they? What joy, what pleasure is there in those vices? And we got away from our original nature. We got far away from what we were and we got lost. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, non-loving intellect. Those who stop in this pilgrimage of remembrance are non-loving intellect. Those who do not vote for Shiv Baba are non-loving intellect. Those who have bad odor of getting trapped in name and form are non-loving intellect. So many definitions Baba has given today. Loving intellect and non-loving intellect. Those who do my service are loving intellect. Those who are ready for service are loving intellect. Those who are helpful in God's tasks are loving intellect. Those who love Him are loving intellect. Those who are pure are loving intellect. Those who take problem as entertainment are loving intellect. Those who are uninfluenced even in their thought are loving intellect. So gradually we were loving intellect and we become unloving. Viparita buddhi. And we got lost. Today, we'll discuss something about nostalgia, the spiritual nostalgia, the divine nostalgia. The word nostalgia was coined in 17th century by some medical student. What is nostalgia? It's missing someone, missing some place, homesickness. And when we think of divine nostalgia, there are five important things in that. And each one of us, if we can remember these five things every day, during yoga, throughout the day, our stage would get elevated on its own. We would remain in very intoxicated stage. Now it's the world of, earlier it was 2G, 3G, 4G and 5G. So today we will discuss 5G of divine nostalgia. I remember when I was doing my medical studies, I had gone to another city for doing my medical studies. And every weekend I used to come back home. There was so much homesickness. But then gradually, new friends were formed, new company, and we got lost. And then we would not go to home for six months also. I also remember once I was here in the hospital in 2003, and then I went out for a few years for doing post-graduation. So there was an intense, that feeling of homesickness. That almost every day I used to write poems that I am missing my home, I am missing Madhuban. Every day. But then gradually, got so much lost or busy in that world that all these things gradually stopped. So whenever we go away from our home, after a few days, we start remembering that place. This feeling is known as homesickness, nostalgia. This feeling may induce restlessness, a sense of sorrow, melancholy, a grief. Can we have spiritual nostalgia? If yes, what is that? And the more we have this, the more our stage would get elevated. We are not missing any worldly person. We are not missing any worldly human being. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, if you have love for any embodied being, it will be very, very to your disadvantage. It will be dangerous. That's why I love only one Father and none else. So the first divine nostalgia is, first G, God's home. That place from where we have come, that Paramdham. Do we feel that feeling that I am missing my home? Just ask yourself, do I really miss my home? Every Murli this statement must be coming. Remember me, remember my home. That is also your home. Do I miss my home? And this feeling would be intensified only and only if you have a very, very powerful Amrit Vela every day. That you become just detached from this body and just that point form of light. And he is also seed, I am also seed, I am getting merged in him. Forgetting this world, forgetting this body, forgetting everything of this world. Just remaining in that supernal, super sensuous bliss, happiness. The more we experience that stage, the more our home will pull us. And this world is a world of matter. That world is the world of spirits. Body consciousness will go down, soul consciousness will come up. So the first divine nostalgia is remembering that home, visualizing, creating new visions, creative imagery, feeling as if I am there in that home. And prolonging that period of stay in Paramdham. If it is now 5 minutes, let it become 10 minutes, half hour, or even more, gradually, with constant practice. And for this, as I said, the best time to do is Amrit Vela. The more we are focused, concentrated, the more the experience would be. Sitting there, totally speechless, beyond sound, beyond words, I am an incorporeal soul, and He is the point of light, and He is the ocean, He is the sun. I am deriving all the energy that is needed from Him. Throughout the day, my need for all the physicalities would decrease. Need for physical food, need for water, need for sleep. Just as those people do sun gazing and derive pranic nutrition and go beyond all the physical things in the similar manner, as if He is the spiritual sun sitting in front of me, and that spiritual sun gazing and all the energy is coming into my soul. Now I don't need any human beings. I don't need any physical support throughout the day. They call it sun food. This is the spiritual sun food. Sitting close to Him, feeling His energy. We always talk of Baba as ocean of love, ocean of peace, ocean of power. Feel Him as if He is the ocean of energy. He is the ocean of pure energy. And all His divine energy, all His spiritual energy is coming unto me. I am getting sustained by spiritual nutrition. This is the divine nutrition plan. He is empowering me. And the soul is becoming so powerful that it can detach itself from the body. Then throughout the day, this stage will pull you. Throughout the day, even though on the periphery, there are words, talks, speeches, but inside there is silence. Even whilst talking, the silence which is within will remain undisturbed. We are talking and yet not talking. We are there, yet not there. That's a very elevated stage. Because continuously a silence is pulling me from within. So divine nostalgia. First G, God's home. That home is calling me, that home is pulling me. I am remembering my stage. Remember the silence of Supreme Abode. Remember the peace of Supreme Abode. Remember the freedom which one enjoys when one is in Supreme Abode. Remember the independence which we have there. That peace is not the peace of this world. That silence is not the silence of this world. In today's Murli, Baba said that Brahma, which is there, is your creation. I am the master of that Supreme Abode. What a beautiful self-respect. So going to that place, going to home, sit there, feel that Supreme Abode very deeply, as if getting drowned in that silence, deep silence, as if staying away from body. It's shown that Jesus Christ was in silence for 40 days and fasting. And after that, he came out and taught speaking. When he came out, his disciple asked, Lord, were you not hungry for 40 days? He said, my food is not the food you take. My food is to serve the world. I was sustaining myself on some other energy. Can we enter in such period of silence? One of the methods of digital detox is content fasting. Anybody has heard of this? Content fasting? Not to read anything, not to keep any book, not to go online. Total silence. Just be with your mind. Don't keep on pouring too much information throughout the day. Digital detox, spiritual detox, physical detox, emotional detox, intellectual detox. Let these things go away for some time and enter into the content fasting. You don't want to put any information now. Too much. Just wait. We have been hearing Murli from so many years. Now sit in silence. Don't go online. Don't read anything. Just sit and watch. What happens to the thought? Where they go? Do we naturally remember our place, our home, from where we had come? Do we miss it? Create that feeling of nostalgia within. I want to go back to this world. Why we want to go back to this world? Because this world is a very dirty place to live. Because this world has become tamopradhan. This world has fallen down. This world is degraded. Baba says this is a very dirty place. Have divine vairagya for this place. Disinterest for everything of this world. Nothing I want. I just want to go back. All karmic accounts are cleared. All bondages are broken. Now I am preparing myself to go away. Go away to my place from where I had come. This should be the internal preparation. Because the world is on the brink of destruction. New diseases would prop up. And man would be baffled. The entire edifice of science would fall to ashes. And Baba had said about this long back, that nothing of this world would remain. So prepare yourself to go back. Now it's the time for return journey. Now is the time to go back. Do not expand. Job, business, work, too much. Now it's the time to just sit in silence and do tapasya. That's it. How much we are going to talk, give messages, shout. The greatest speech is the speech of silence. Recently there was a Murli Baba said three divine languages. Language of emotions, bhavana, language of eyes and language of thought. Learn these three languages. The more silent we are, the more powerful we become. The more we talk, the less powerful we are. Accumulate silence within. It's a treasure. It's an energy. A divine energy. And even whilst we are speaking, that speech should come out from silence. Gone is the time to hear, to speak. Now it's the time to withdraw, to step back, to go within, introspect, retrospect. Feel, what is this knowledge? Who am I? What am I? what I am doing. So the first divine nostalgia is missing one's home. Where is that place whence I had come? I want to feel the silence of Paramdham. I want to feel that combined stage with Shiv Baba. I want to feel that nearness, that proximity, that spiritual intimacy with him. I want to get drowned in that ocean. Ocean of purity, ocean of love, ocean of joy, ocean of bliss. And then come out. Powerful. Each one of us wants one thing. To maximize one's internal potential. And the method is staying for maximum time in Paramdham. For that, you have to increase the time of your Amrit Vela. One, not just the timing, but also the quality. If it is 3:30, go 5 minutes back. Go 5 minutes back every day. The more we are controller of ourselves, this body, the more we would be able to reduce our need for physical food and sleep. And gradually we will enter a stage where the outside requirements would be very less. Few hours sleep and you get up energetic, rejuvenated, extremely energized. Not a wink of sleep during Amrit Vela. Such powerful stage. Every day for long standing period. And then this divine nostalgia will enter within you. More and more will start missing. And when the last time comes, we will drop this body and go away. Very easily. That is first. First G. The second G is God's kingdom. That is Satyug, golden age. Now golden age is here, we are here. There's a gap of 5,000 years. Can we catch those sanskars? The distance is big. Yes, we can. Different ways, different means. First, increase knowledge about it. Read more and more about golden age. In Spark, there is two books on golden age. Probably in Hindi, but I think they might translate and give you in English also. Whatever that Baba spoke about golden age, read. Second, visualize. Visualize with your eyes, with your mind. See the golden age. Okay, I am entering the golden age. These are the gates and I open the gate and I enter within. Now this is the world I was in once upon a time. How pure, how powerful, how beautiful the nature is, how satopradhan everything is. Look at the five elements, how beautiful the atmosphere, the weather, the climate. Everything is so beautiful. Staying in that consciousness. This is the tamopradhan world and suddenly I enter this world. And now this world is pulling me more and more because I was there once upon a time. So pure. Every emotion is pure. Every thought is pure. And look at the power of yoga. What power of yoga? Everything is going on with the power of thought. How refined the science is. See the palaces. See what they are playing, those children. The paintings, the music, the birds chirping, the rivers, meandering rivers, the waterfalls, the streams, the mountains, the clouds, everything about golden age. Shift the consciousness and start missing that age. This is the dreamland and I am missing it. Feel it more closely. Baba says many times, go and sit in front of Lakshmi Narayan and feel as if this is what I am going to become. This is the aim. Do I really miss Satyug? How many of you miss Satyug? Not all. Real missing. Craving for it. I want to go back. I've got rid of this world. I don't want anything of this world now. I want to go back to that world whence I was once upon a time. I'd come. Let me feel that world. The purity, the love, the joy. A body which is without disease. A body which has longevity. Which is not given to disease and decay and pain and suffering. Nothing. That's such a free world. Bring that sense of nostalgia, that homesickness, that this is the world I was in once upon a time and I want to go back to it. And for that, I need to increase my level of purity, my level of chastity. There was a yogi and he had such powers that he started levitating, flying in the sky. And few people saw him. Oh, he's flying in the sky. And such news, they make the rounds. He did not want to get exposed. But still, the news spread like wildfire everywhere that there is a yogi sitting in the jungle and he flies in the sky. And the king of that place got to know about this yogi and he went to the yogi and said, "Would you come to my palace?" He said, "No. I want to remain incognito." But the king said, "I will create the similar atmosphere of the jungle in the palace for you. You can do your tapasya, your sadhana, your penance. I'll give you everything. We will not disturb you. But I want a person like you for spiritual consultation, for administrative consultation. We would be honored if you come." And when he came, and then king said, "I want to see how you fly." And he started flying and then he showed. So once he was flying and coming down, the princess was bringing food for him. Every day the servant comes. But this time princess, who was very beautiful, and that yogi who was descending, he sees that beautiful princess and he had to crash land. A moment of lust. And all powers gone. A moment of lust and all spiritual powers, siddhis, gone. Then he had to start all over again. How pure my thoughts are. In today's Murli, Baba said, bad odor of getting trapped in name and form. So Satyuga is that period where I was extremely pure. I miss that purity, I miss that nature, I miss those five elements, I miss that world, I miss that lifestyle. I want to bring back that much purity. In today's Murli, Baba said, you can decide now only what post you are going to get in, status you will have in Satyug. Depends upon your purity now. The more the purity, the more will be your status there. So start missing. Visualizing, thinking of it, dreaming of it, thinking of it, ruminating on it, chewing the cud, contemplating, going in silence, pondering upon it, seeing it, feeling it, touching it. It should become a palpable reality. This is the golden age. Keep and see those pictures of golden age and stand in front of those pictures for hours together and think, this is the world. This is the real world. This is the paradise lost and the paradise regained. This is the what we had lost and now we want to regain it. John Milton was blind. And yet he wrote these books. Paradise Lost, Paradise Regained. So it's all here. In the mind. The memories are here. Making that memory come true. Feel that. How many of you heard about time travel? Time travel? Many. There's a book, Time Machine by G. Wells. You go back into time and feel as if you are a part of that. You can actually go back. That's what they say. No, it's not possible. But then feel as if you have gone back to that world and you are seeing everything. you are touching things. So create that second divine nostalgia, that is God's kingdom. Now the third divine nostalgia is gateway to heaven, that is Madhuvan or Gyan Sarovar. Third G. This Madhuvan should pull you, even whilst you are there far away in your countries. Every day make it a point that you do a trip of four dham, four places of Madhuvan. By your mind, by your visualization, come to Baba's hut, go to Baba's room, go to history hall and go to Shantistam at least once in 24 hours. This is a mental drill, of intellectual drill, a physical, spiritual drill. Feel as if I have come to Madhuvan. And now feel what is there in that Madhuvan. Sit as if I am sitting in the courtyard of Madhuvan. Feel all dadis are moving here and there. Even you can do time travel here, as if Brahma Baba is sitting there. Feel Madhuvan. Feel the time spent in Madhuvan. The dining, the food, the service, the early morning meditation, the classes here in Diamond Hall, Harmony Hall, Meditation Hall, History Hall, Om Shanti Bhavan, the Murlis in the morning, the evening walk. How light I was. What sort of feeling? Miss this Madhuvan too much. You know, when I was away from Madhuvan for 5 years, 6 months, in between, first I stayed here for 1.5 years, then I went for my studies and went back and came back. Almost every day I wrote one poetry. Madhuvan, I miss you. Madhuvan, I miss you. Where are you? Why I can't see you? When I will come to you? Every day almost I used to write something. That was a divine nostalgia. Those who are writers, write songs. Those who can sing, they can sing. Go in silence in your countries, wherever you are, and feel this paradise on earth, this heaven on earth. What sort of vibes are here? What is it that pulls everyone to Madhuvan? Why suddenly, by coming here, one feels that bodiless stage for a longer time? What pull, what attraction, what joy, what bliss, what transport is here? Feel that. So every day, miss Madhuvan, feel Madhuvan, come to Madhuvan through your mind. It will be a very powerful experience. Just one Amrit Vela devote only to Madhuvan, sometimes. Coming to Madhuvan, first to Panda Bhavan, then come to Gyan Sarovar, then visit Shantivan, as if I am sitting in Diamond Hall and Baba is in front of me. Feel that. Or you are sitting in History Hall and Brahma Baba is there and Shiv Baba is entering and the Murli. Or in Om Shanti Bhavan, anywhere. That will be a very joyous stage. Very, very beautiful experience. That's the third G. The fourth G, God's family, this family. You cannot find such family anywhere in the world. How much one should be filled with gratitude. Today morning, sister was sharing power of gratitude in Madhuvan class. How much you should feel gratitude for everything, for this Madhuvan, for this Brahmin family. I remember many patients who get admitted in hospital, half of their illness goes away just by this sense of gratitude. Our doctor is a yogi, sisters are yogi, the food we are receiving in the hospital is Brahma Bhojan, directly prepared by Brahmins in this spiritual atmosphere. So they are filled with so much thankfulness and gratitude for this family and for everyone around, that those people who have such things, 50% of the illness goes away with just this positive emotions. And those who do not have, they keep on complaining and complaining and complaining and complaining. Very difficult for them to get okay. So fill with the sense of gratitude. Work on this one power, power of gratitude. In the world also gratitude is there, but not the power of gratitude. Power of thankfulness. Am I thankful to this Brahmin family? Each and every soul of this Brahmin family. Baba says, be diamond, see diamonds. I am a diamond and these are all diamonds. I see everyone as diamond. I love each and everyone. Create that love for this Brahmin family. If you don't, last Sunday the entire Murli was on this love, cooperation and power. Love, Baba gave example of the physical ocean. Just as you go to the ocean, you feel the waves of coolness and peace. So also others should feel those waves of coolness and peace from you. Just as Shiva Baba is the ocean, and anybody, Jnani, Ajnani, anybody comes, they feel that waves, those spiritual atmosphere, spiritual fragrance. Because there is lack of love in this world and people have got rid of, have fed up with selfish love. They need pure love. Even one moment of pure love from your side to them would make them thankful for their whole life. So pure love for this Brahmin family. Miss this family. Sing the glories of this family. If we don't, then we will start seeing everybody's defects, faults, imperfections, and there would be bitterness in relationship. That's why I say, spend more and more time in Paramdham. And when you come down, you feel the same souls who were there, now they are here taking bodies. And I have a very pure feeling for each one of them. No matter what they are. Baba had said in one of the Murlis, don't look at the sanskar which are at present. Whenever you see any soul, remember their original and eternal sanskars. What are they? They might be angry now, they might be irritable now. But what is his original sanskar? Original sanskar is purity, peace, happiness, love, serenity. So feel those sanskars. The fourth G is God's family. And the fifth, the last G, godly childhood. Bachpan. Remember your childhood. Childhood of Gyan. How enthusiastic was I when I first, remember first. I am giving you one task. Just write down in your book first. Firsts. What are all the list of first in my Brahmin life? First time when I heard of Brahma Kumaris. First time I went to the center. First time I received the course. First time I was introduced to some brother or sister of Brahmin family. First time I heard about God. First time I heard about myself, soul. First time I heard about this cycle. First time I came to Madhuban. First service that was given to me at center. First course which I did, first time in Madhuban, first Baba Milan, first time when I met Baba in Diamond Hall or Pandav Bhavan, first. First time I came for service in Pandav Bhavan, in Madhuban, first time I attended any retreat, first time I went for some service. First time that divine experience of God's love. First time that powerful Amrit Vela. First time that lost in love stage of Murli. First time when I started relating Murli. First time when I heard some class and I became bodiless all of a sudden. First time when I met Baba directly. First time I took drishti from all the seniors. First time I met Dadi. What love, what feeling, what emotions, what joy, what bliss that entered the heart first time. Be nostalgic. Go back to the childhood. What joy, what aspirations I had to become the greatest yogi, to lead a yogi life. Am I lost somewhere throughout this journey of Brahmin life? Go back. So these are the 5G. First, God's home. Second, God's kingdom, golden age, paradise. Third, this gateway to heaven, Madhuvan. And fourth, this God's family. And the last, childhood, spiritual childhood. So now, for next 1 hour, we all will sit in powerful yoga. Since morning, 6 a.m., Dadi Janki's health is little fragile. So we will do very powerful yoga. Becoming an angel. Going in front of Dadi. She is there in the hospital in ICU. And showering powerful healing rays on her body. Her soul doesn't need our sakash. That soul is giving sakash to the whole world. But the body of 5 elements is fragile. So, as if an angel, go in front, pour rays, her lungs, her heart, her kidneys, weakness everywhere in the body, pour power, spiritual energy, healing energy, divine energy. So this complete 1 hour, sit in very, very powerful meditation. And create an aim that this meditation I am doing for Dadi. Baba is above, I am below, and Dadi is below. And that entire ICU create a very, very positive atmosphere. Okay? Om Shanti.